So, as it relates to today's raid, going back to Amud Aleph, the halachic portion of the daf, and that is, when do we start saying V'sein Talu Matal Avrach? Now, the Mishnah said two dates. Begimel b'mar cheshven, that's the Tanakhama. Rabbi Gamliel loyme b'shivabai. I'm Rabbi Laza. Rabbi Laza said halachic Rabbi Gamliel. We pass like Rabbi Gamliel that you start saying V'sein Talu Matal Avrach on Zayin Mar Cheshven. Stating that, Tanya, we went to the Braisa, Chananya Omer, this is the Tanakh, Chananya said, Uba Goyla at Shishon Betkufa. In Goyla, in Bavel, you don't start saying the same Talumat Levracha until Shishon Betkufa, until 60 days after Tkufas Tishrei. And the Gemara said, Amr Avun Barchia, Amr Ashmul, Halacha Kechanan. So we paskin like Rabbi Gamliel in the Mishnah, and we paskin like Chananya in the Braisa. We paskin like Rabbi Gamliel in the Mishnah that in Eretz Yisrael you start saying the same Talumat Levracha on Zayin Mar Cheshven. We paskin like Chananya in the Braisa that Bagoyla in Bavel, in Chutz Laretz, you start saying the same Talumat Levracha 60 days after the Tkuf. The question is why? Why is it different in Eretz Yisrael than it is in Bavel? So Rashi says, the first Rashi on the Gemara, Dibra Maschil Ubagoyla Shishim, it's the first wide line, Ubagoyla ain't Shayla Man Shishim Betkufa. In Chutz Laretz, you don't start davening for rain until 60 days after the Tkufa. And the reason is, Lefisha Hu Makam Namuch, because Bavel was a Makam Namuch. Geographically, the ain't Sricha Matak Kol Kach, it doesn't need rain so much. We learned the Gemara, Amar Rav Atira Bavel. Bavel is a very wealthy land, the Chatz Tabalei Mitra, because they're able to harvest Peiros without rain. Abaye said, Nikatinon, Tovani Velo Yoshani. So in Bavel, it just wasn't enough. They didn't need rain so much. And because it wasn't so important for it to rain, they were able to push off the time for davening for rain. And they pushed it off until 60 days after the Tkufa. Now, Halacha L'maisa, the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Kuf Yud Zayin Paskins, Arsuya, there doesn't seem to be another opinion. And that is, in Eretz Yisrael, you start saying B'sein Talumat Levracha and Zayin Mar Cheshven, whereas in Bavel, you start, in Bagoylo, you start saying B'sein Talumat Levracha, you start saying B'sein Talumat Levracha 60 days after the Tkufa. Stating that, the Rishonim, Uberoshim the Rosh, had a very, very big problem with this Psak Halacha. The Rosh is right here, and the Rosh says that I have a little bit of an issue. Why? He says, this idea that we have different dates for when you start saying the same Talumat Levracha in Eretz Yisrael versus when you start saying the same Talumat Levracha in Bavel, this is based on the Metzias of Eretz Yisrael versus Bavel. Eretz Yisrael needed rain. Bavel is Namuch, and because it was Namuch, it didn't need rain. Says the Rosh, what would be today if we live in a land where we need rain? And we really can't afford, literally, for it to not rain until 60 days after the Tkufa. Based on my understanding of the Gemara, it would seem, L'chayr, start saying V'sein Talu Matal Levracha earlier. Meaning this, that the Gemara delineated between Eretz Yisrael and Bavel, has nothing to do with Kedushas Eretz Yisrael versus Tumas Eretz Amin. It's poshut a metzias thing. You start davening for rain when it makes sense to daven for rain. In Eretz Yisrael, there was a cheshven, Zayim Mar Cheshven. Based on what? Based on the fact that the last person who's traveling home after he was Eilu Regel, that's when he would be able to make it back home. In Bavel, they didn't need rain so much, so they said, Achishim L'Tkufa. Somehow they came up with that number. 60 days, Nach T'Tkufa. Aber, Sok T'Rosh, what would be if you live in a land where, L'Chura, you can use the rain earlier? The svara would be that L'Chayri should start davening for rain earlier. So the Rosh said, where we live in Europe, the Rosh primarily lived in Germany, so where we live right now in Europe, says L'Chayri, we need the rain now. And he says, if it's not going to rain for 60 days until after Tkufas Tishrei, we're all going to be in a lot of trouble. It's going to be Vayehi Rav Ba'aretz. This is what the Rosh said. And he said, as a result, L'Chayri, it's poshut to me that we should start saying V'sein Talumata Levracha earlier. He says, no, but at the same time, it's not the Minig Yisrael, and I'm afraid to go ahead and institute a takana. Right, the Rosh was afraid to institute a takana keneged a minig, right? But this is the Rosh talking 700 years ago. He said, this is something that I'm not so comfortable of doing. But then he said, ube provincia, in province, ro'isi shayoshoylam asakshom ibn marcheshven. I saw that there they were davening for rain already in Chodesh marcheshven. And when I saw that minig, I was very, very pleased. I was very, very satisfied. This was something that I thought was for sure the right thing to do. So the Rosh expresses a hergish. He doesn't say a halacha. He just expresses a hergish. He says, my hergish is that really in Chutz Laaretz you should start davening for rain already earlier, because at the end of the day, the whole svaru, begoyla atshnishim, letkufa is not something that applies to nowadays. And because it's not something that applies to nowadays, he says, I would think that we should change it. Abul Amais, it's not something I'm going to do. Now, the truth is, there's a fascinating history associated with this rush. There is very, very much a rest of the story. So this rush that we just mentioned, the Simen Dalet here in the first parak of Masechtas Tainis, it's a very, very small piece in the rush. But the rush was very myrich in this Indian, and it's in Shailas Tshuvas HaRosh, it's in Klal Revi, it's Ois Yod. It's good to see this piece inside. Obviously, we can't go through the whole thing. It's a pretty long tshuva, but it goes through a lot of Gemaras that we learned. It's a nice sikum on some of the more halacha Gemaras that were sort of tucked away in the first parak of Masechtas Tainis, but it's a good chazar and a lot of different Gemaras that we learn. But this tshuva in the Rosh begins with a story. Read the first paragraph. Vayhi b'shnas chameshes alavim v'shivim v'shalosh l'briyas ha'olam. It was in the year 5073 l'briyas ha'olam. So now it's 5782, so it's approximately 700 years ago. Netzru ha'gesham. It hadn't rained. V'lohim ter kol ha'chayif. The entire winter there was no rain. Ela ma'at mizar. Very, very little. Vayikaru tzoyim l'schanin l'Hashem. So there was a tzoyim, there was a fast. L'osis mitar, matar al pnei adam. They were going to Tainis. Masechtas Tainis, this is something that happened. This was halacha l'maisa. And they pulled out this masechta and they said, okay, we have to be going to Tainis. Now, vayhi b'leil rishon shel Pesach. It was the first night of Pesach. Achrei tfilas arvis. It was after Meirev. V'adoini avi ha-rosh. My father, the Rosh, this is one of the Rosh's sons. So Rosh had many, many sons. Most famous is the Torah. But the Rosh had many sons. V'adoini avi ha-rosh ha-yoshiv al Pesach Beis. He was sitting at the entranceway of his house. V'anachnu p'tzas me'ha-chaverim. The oilam, oim dem olav mi minayu mismoila. So there's a huddle, there's a circle, there's Shiva sitting in the middle, there's Shiva is the Rosh. This is the first night of Pesach. This is the night of the Leil HaSeder. First night, and everyone's sitting around. Vayoimru, Dayoimru, and the Rosh said, Ata hoya toiv la'oir hadover asham mi oilam temesi olav. He says, I think now is a perfect opportunity for me to be ma'oir something that always bothered me. Lama lo yaskiru v'yishalu hageshem adashvus. Why do we stop saying the same talamot levracha on Pesach? We stop saying Mashvurach Mered Ageshem on Pesach, and we stop saying the same Talamat Levrach on Pesach as well. And he said, it always bothered me why we do that. I always felt that we should go continue doing it until Shavuos, and I think now's the time to implement that. Vayanu, k'tzas me'achaverim. So the Olam was there, and they said, okay, toiv u'shetedi adov l'skenim. Let's go inform the skenim. The Rosh wasn't so young at that time either, but let's go inform the skenim. V'yasu kein, v'yosha be'neim. The Skenim liked the idea, Vayishlachu l'chazan ha'knesses, and they sent a telegram, a message, this is on Pesach, to the chazan ha'knesses, l'haskil l'mocher ha'geshem. Tomorrow is the day you're supposed to start saying Moed HaTal. Moed HaTal has been canceled. We're not benching Tal, there's no psicha, we're not doing it today. We're going to continue saying Mashavruch Moed HaGeshem. Not just that, Ochal HaMoed, we're going to continue saying the same Talamot HaLevrach, and we're going to say it until Shavuos. Vayasu kein, vayaskiru b'nei ha'knesses ha'gdoilo, hadyud gimel midos. Not only that, it was so bad. The matziv. It was such a rav ba'aretz. He said that on Pesach, we're going to say Hashem Hashem. We're going to say the Yud Gimel Midos. Vayihi koil kahaskiroi. As this ramkol went out, that the Rosh just decided that we'd continue to daven for rain until Shavuos. Vine rash miktos ha-chachamim. Some of the chachamim got upset. Ashalei hoya adover ba'atzasim. They weren't in agreement. Vayatziu koil emar. And they said, shalei hoya roi la-skiroi. You shouldn't do it. Shasimin klolohu. It's a simin klolah. Right, the Mishnah says that if it rains after Chodesh Nisan, ain't no yellow simin klala. So this is a simin klala. So the Rosh was quiet. When he heard that they went against him, he didn't say one word. Ad leil chol shalmoid. Until the first night of chol moid. V'yichtoi megillah sefer l'chazik dvarav v'zeh tarfa. And then on the first night of chol moid, the Rosh sat down, l'chazik dvarav, to fend for himself, to explain why he thinks this is okay, and he wrote a tshuva. And the tshuva is a much longer version with chashbonos and gemaras to what he says here in the Rosh on the Gemara in Siman Dalet. And that is, at the end of the day, the Gemara never said in Chutz Laaretz, you're supposed to do a Shishan Letkufa based on some din. It's just the Metzias. Look at Rashi, the Mefarish HaGadol, how he explained it. And there's no other way to explain the Gemara. There's no reason that there should be a Nafkamina and Halacha when you say the same Talumat Levrach in Eretz Yisrael versus when you say the same Talumat Levrach in Chutz Laaretz. It's Pashat Ad Lamoid. So what does it depend on? It depends on the Metzias. No, so when the Chachmei Bavel were writing the Talmud Bavli, they lived in Bavel. Bavel was a place where Atira Bavel, the Chatzta B'loi Mitra, Mesopotamia, it's in between these two rivers. Sennacherib, they didn't need rain so much. So they were able to wait 60 days into the winter before they started davening for rain. Today in Europe, if we're not going to have rain for 60 days, it's over. We're going to have a rav ba'aretz, people will be dying. Says the Ahavamin, Shebahavamin, you shouldn't start davening for rain earlier. What's the Isser? Because the Gemara said, Begoyla Shishim Betkufa, learn the Gemara, understand the Gemara, you'll realize there should be no problem. And he said, not just that, as it relates to when to stop, we snap by Pesach, because once upon a time, once Pesach came at that point, it wasn't necessary anymore. But for whatever reason, Ishtanateva versus only Zayin, the geography, right now we need rain until Shavuos Zichar. So he says, it's posher to me, you should do it until Shavuos. So the Rosh said, and he wrote all the different Cheshbonos, all the different Sfaras that he had, he even writes that the Rambam, he holds Ayin Bepirush HaMishnayos in the Yad Chazaka. He has a whole pilpul. He thinks it was the Rambam Shita also. And he says, my hergish is, this is what we should do. So he says, now, the Emma says, I had this thought all along. This has been one of my pet peeves forever. But I felt that. How can you go Keneged a minute? But now I feel the Olam is vulnerable. One more paragraph. Now everyone's ready fasting for rain. My heart is telling me the time has come for me to be misakin something that I always had a taiva to do. And that is, right? He says, when people are vulnerable, they listen. So right now, it's an eighth sara. This is for sure going to be a perfect opportunity. The rush is angling. He sees an opportunity to do something he's always wanted to do. He says, the Olam is down right now. Now there's a hunger. We're saying Yud Gimel Midas on Pesach. So wouldn't this certainly be a good opportunity for us to go in and to start doing this? And once we do it once, it's going to end up being that way. But he says, Lamaisa, wasn't that way. Elishahitas Lavavam, they save us datum acharanis, and this was something that I wasn't able to implement. The very end of the tshuva, the Rosh says that he started saying, but he and the same Talamata Lavracha, but nobody else did. And because nobody else did, he stopped. And he said, even though he feels he had a right to do it, Afal Pisha Ani Yachid, or Bekimin Shatzayr Charabimhu, I felt I could do it. I didn't want to make machloikis. There's a whole Musar piece to this rush as well. The rush thinks it's 100% right. People are dying. He thinks for sure, there's no question that this is we need to daven for rain. This is the rush's tefillah. So you can imagine the koyach such tefillahs had. But at the same time, he doesn't want to make machloikis. He doesn't want to make agudas. So I'm not going to do it. And then he says, when did the Rosh write the Shuvah? He wrote in Achol HaMoed. And he says, really, I wouldn't have written in Achol HaMoed. Ki lo hurgalti bekach. Because my minig is not to write in Achol HaMoed. Ela shetzorich shohu mipnei chil shem shemayim. There was a chil Hashem because of things that people were saying about me. And as a result, I'm sitting down to write it. V'gam yesh bezeh dover. Ksas mi tzorich HaMoed. There's also a little bit of a tzorich HaMoed Indian over here. Because if the Olam is going to take on this Shuvah. So there's a tzorich HaMoed. Maybe it's going to start raining right now. And this is what the Shuvah says. I think from the whole Shuvah, the line that got me the most is that the Rosh's son said, he didn't say one word. As soon as he realized that this was spiraling out of control, the Rosh didn't say a word. And he waited to be able to write down, to say the Shtikl Torah. This already, you can spread it, put the Pashkevillin out, let everybody see this Shuvah from the Rosh, and let everybody know what's going on. But either way, the Rosh went, and he started saying, V'sein Talamata L'Vracha, Mashvracha Marit HaGashem. He felt he can continue to do it. He stopped with the machloikis. He wrote a tshuva that he wouldn't have written on Chol HaMoed. You know, the Mishnah Berurah brings in Siman Tavkuf Mem Hey that the Bach wrote his pirish during Chol HaMoed. So you state Mishnah Berurah doesn't mean he only wrote on Chol HaMoed. He also wrote on Chol HaMoed. Right, writing the Vetaira is considered a davar of it. But here there was a different hergish. The hergish was because of the Chil Hashem, and maybe it was a Tzorech HaMoed. So this is something that the Rosh did. But the bottom line is, the Minig Yisrael hasn't changed. And the Minig Yisrael is that in Eretz Yisrael, you start saying, Mashav Ruch HaMoed HaGashem, and Zayim Mar Cheshvin, and in Chutzlars, you start, the same Talmud of Racha, and in Chutzlars, you start saying the same Talmud of Racha 60 days after the Tkufa. Now, one of the big shailas that the Poskim of more recent times discussed is, what do you do if you live on the other side of the equator? Meaning, what do you do For example, the people that live in Australia or the people that live in New Zealand. So there the seasons are tzemisht. Right there, when we start saying the same talumatul of roch, it's 92 degrees outside with humidity. So the seasons are mamish bidyuka hefech from the where it is in most of the world. So the question is, what are they supposed to do? So there's actually a tshuva, and the shaila's tshuva is hartzvi. Rav Hersh Pesach Frank was asked the shaila. So shaila. Here's the question, verbatim. Anu toishvei zilanda hachadasha. Right, also known as New Zealand, Zilanda Hachadasha. She bechelik hadroi mishal kadur ha'aretz, u'mishune etzleinu zmane akayetz ve'hachayrev, mishal medinas Europa. Ke akayetz, the summer, maschel mimei chag ha'sukkas. The summer starts sukkas time. Ve'hachayrev, in the winter, maschel b'chag ha'pesach ve'eloch. That starts Pesach time. Ve'onu maskirim geshem, acharei ha'sukkas, k'moy be'eretz Yisrael. And right now, we're doing what they do in Eretz Yisrael. But that's what Mashiach Ruach Merdek Hashem. But they want to know, what should you do about the same Talamat al-Varacha? So Rabbi Tzvi Pesach Frank wrote to the Yidden in New Zealand. Talk about tshuvas coming from a distance. Mi merchak tovi lachma. Pun intended, right? So from far away, they're asking this question. When should you start saying the same Talamat al-Varacha? So Rabbi Tzvi Pesach wrote a very, very short tshuva. Very, very. It's from the shorter tshuvas in Eretz Tzvi. It's mamish two short paragraphs. He says, Dovar zeh. This is Mefurish in the Tshuvas HaRosh. The Rosh already tied it that in Germany and his places, he wanted to start playing around and changing when you say the same Talamat al-Avracha. The Gemara says, B'goylad Shishim Yoyim. And the Rosh held very stark not that way, stating that the Rosh came out that even though Kol Yomai, he had this taiva to do it that way, but he's not going to do it. Lemaisa, the Rosh walked away from this idea. So he says, your Shaila is an exaggerated version of the Rosh's Shaila. It's mamish what it is. Definitely more dramatic. But at the same time, it's this. In essence, it's the same question. Is the same Talamat al-Racha going to be based on zip code or no? This is the way it is. The Gemara says, Begoy la Shisham Litkufa. So if that's what the Gemara says, that's the way it's going to be. So either way, said Rabbi Tzvi Pesach Frank, at the end of the day, your Shaila is mamish the Shaila and the Rosh. The Shaila is a gewaldige Shaila. It's the Rosh's Tmiya that he doesn't understand. But the Rosh walked away from this 700 years ago, and there's no, that time, 600 years ago, and there's nothing we could do. And as a result, Zokt Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, you should follow what the Yidden and Chutz La'aretz have always done, and that is you start saying the same Talumat al-Avracha 60 days after the Tkufa, even though really in Cheshbon, maybe it doesn't make so much sense, but it's a Rosh. What are you going to do? And at the end of the day, this is what the Maskon. One thing that Rav Tzvi Pesach does bring over there is an interesting Shaila in the Poiskim, and that is that even though we don't paskin like the Rosh, but we know if somebody says v'sein talumat al-avracha when he wasn't supposed to say v'sein talumat al-avracha. So let's say you would say v'sein talumat al-avracha during the summer. So you have to daven Shmei Nesri all over again. So the Beis Yosef already brings a tzad that it could be if it's during the tkufa where they're saying v'sein talumat al-avracha in Eretz Yisrael. Or what the Rosh wanted maybe, that you should continue saying v'sein talumat al-avracha already up to Shavuos. So it could be over there you wouldn't have this halacha that you have to be chayzer on Shmei Nesrei, ask your local rabbi. But this is something that Rav Hersh Pesach told the Yidden in New Zealand, that at the very least, you could be mekel when it comes to being shachach between forgetting and working that out. Another big shayla that the Mishabura talks about in the beginning of Simen Kuf Yud Zayin, this is the obvious shayla. What happens if someone from Chutz La'aretz goes to Eretz Yisrael? Or from someone from Eretz Yisrael goes to Chutz La'aretz. So what should you do? So you live in Chutz La'aretz, you haven't started saying the same Talamat al-Avracha yet. You go to Eretz Yisrael, they've been saying it since Zayin Mar Cheshvan. So what should you do? Should you say the same Talamat al-Avracha or not? Where the question becomes even more of a shayla is, what if someone's a chiyav? He's davening for the Yomid. So now you're already davening tefillah b'tzibur. So now it's b'tzibur. The tzibur is saying the same Talamat al-Avracha. You're ben chutz la'aretz. You're not saying the same Talamat al-Avracha. So it's enough in the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah brings in the beginning of Simen Kuf Yad Zayin, he brings that the Brichadish already discussed the shayla, and the Brichadish said that any person who's daite lachzer, your das is to go back home, and the Prichodesh's definition of Daite Lachzer is within the year. So of course, this already crosses over with 2 days Yontif and all the different Shailas. But this is a great example of such a Shaila. So what should you do? So the Prichodesh says that if it's Daite Lachzer, you should go back. Then you should do whatever your minig is from the place. If you're Ben Chutz La'aretz, you go there to show for a week, you plan on going back to Chutz La'aretz, continue doing whatever it is you were doing in Chutz La'aretz. The Maisa Mishnah Berurah brings in, everybody agrees with this Prichodesh. Ayin Sham, he says at the end an interesting Lashon. He says there were different Shulas that were quoted in this topic, and he says, "V'tzorich la'ayin,
B'tshuvas dvar Shmuel u'b'sefer yad Aharon kisham mekayim. He says v'tzarich la'ayin b'tshuvas dvar Shmuel u'b'sefer yad Aharon. So he says you have to be ma'ayin over there to get a better idea of what's going on. So just to end, and that is so halacha l'maisa. You start saying v'sein talamot l'vrach in Eretz Yisrael zayim marcheshven. Amar Rabbi Loza halacha k'rab gamliel zayim marcheshven. In Chutz Laretz, it doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter if you're in Bavel. It doesn't matter if you're in Germany in the 14th century. It doesn't matter if you're in New Zealand in the 20th century. You're going to start saying v'sein talamot 60 days after the tkufa. And by the way, Yom Shishin, like Rav, Eloi, it's Kala'acha Shishim Dami. So when is 60 days after the tkufa? So if you look at a Siddur that has English Oisius, it's December 4th. That's when it is. December 4th is 60 days after the tkufa. That's when we start saying V'sein Talamata Levracha. There is some fine print, there's a little asterisk, and the asterisk says that if it's a leap year, meaning not it's an Adar Beis, if there's a February 29th, every 4 years, February has 29 days, so if it's a leap year, so then you should start saying it not on December 4th, but rather then you start saying it on December 5th. And this is based physically on the equinox. What's interesting is, and this is interesting on two levels. In fact, it's fascinating. What's interesting, first interesting, then fascinating, is that this date wasn't always the start time. Meaning, historically, the time that the Yidden and Chutz Laretz would start saying V'sein Talamata Levracha was not December 4th and December 5th. It was a different date. And that other date is brought in the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef in Siman Kuf Yud Zayin, and I challenge you to find me another place, could be there is, by the way, but it's going to be hard to find, places where the Beis Yosef is going to say what we're about to say. So the Beis Yosef is quoting Rab David Avudram, one of the Rishayim. Talk to Beis Yosef. V'kosav Rab David Avudram. V'yoyim Samach, what's the 60th day? Yovei B'chav Beis B'November. It falls out on November 22nd. V'mhoye February, Michav is Avudram talking. If February has 28 days, that's what it's going to be. Avalam hoye February michav tesiyayim. But if there's a leap year, a secular leap year, if there's a 29th day of February, then tia hashela b'chav gimel November. Then it's going to be on the 23rd day of November. Ki tkufas tishrei lo'olam shiva yomim koidem October. Because tkufas tishrei, we have the whole calendar over here, starts from 7 days before. This is not what I'm talking. This is enough in the Beis Yosef. Right, we did a whole raid by the Masechtas Rosh Hashanah about secular dates, and the Ramshik, and the Chasam Sofer, and Rabbi Avadya Yosef. This is mamish enough in the Beis Yosef. You open a Beis Yosef, and if you don't know English, you have no idea what's going on. So, the 60 days is November 22nd. If it's a leap year, it gets pushed off to November 23rd. So first of all, we have to sort this out. So which one is it? Is it November 22nd, or is it December 4th. So the answer is, and this is above my pay grade, but the answer is we have to be familiar with a little bit of history. And that is, in the year 1582, the Catholic Church played with the calendar. In fact, if somebody went to sleep on October 4th, 1582, when he woke up in the morning, his phone was adjusted, it said October 15th, 1582. The world lost 10 days. So October 4th didn't go to October 5th. October 4th went to October 15th. The reason they did it is lahavdil elef alfei avdolos, for the same reason that we're ma'abed the shanim. We're ma'abed the shanim because it says in the Torah, shomer is chodesh ha'aviv. And we have to make sure that Pesach falls out during the spring season. Now, the problem is, the secular calendar, what's known as the Gregorian calendar, I think. So the secular calendar is based on the solar year. It has 365 some odd days. Whereas the calendar, the Jewish calendar, the Hebrew calendar, is based on the lunar year. That's 354 days. So that every couple of years, it gets off by Berech a month, which is why 7 times in 18, 19 years, with Ma'abed Hashanah, it's like this, you're not going to have an issue. The Katoilas had the same exact issue. They were running into a problem. Not as dramatic, but they were running into a problem with some of their chagim as well. And as a result, they had to fix something. But they didn't have a system in place. We've had a system in place for thousands of years. They did not have a system in place. So they decided, we're going to have to come up with a short fix. We have no choice. So you went to sleep October 4th. You woke up. Mechaya, you know, talk about moving the clock. You woke up, it's October 15th. Any appointments, any meetings, birthdays, anniversaries, not this year. But anyways, he lost 10 days. Literally, the world lost 10 days. It went from October 4th to October 15th. Avudram,
that the Beis Yosef is quoting was before the year 1582. And because it was before the year 1582, the original date was November 22nd and November 23rd. But then the world got put, we lost 10 days, and therefore Tkufas, Tishrei, everything got moved. And therefore it got moved to December 4th, December 5th. It seems that it was pushed off one day somewhere in between as well. And by the way, this is if you have the Shiras Devaira version of the tour, right? That's the big fancy tour. So if you have the Shiras Devaira on the bottom, they bring that in the year 2100, in the year 2100, it's going to move back a day. So there's some cheshbin where this is going to actually repeat itself again on a less dramatic scale during our lifetime. But halavai. But the bottom line is that what you have over here is that's the rest of it. But what was the original date? The original date that it was supposed to be was November 22nd. That's the date that's quoted in the Avodram. That's the date that's quoted in Beis Yosef. I met somebody last week and he told me, you know, I was listening to your Raid Bite. You were talking about Hebrew dates in the secular calendar. He says, do you know there's a place that the Beis Yosef works with secular dates? Over here in Simen Kuf Yod Zayin, he brings secular dates. This is not something you're going to find every day, that the Beis Yosef should quote a secular. What's the secular date that he quoted? He quoted November 22nd. Again, in a world where there's been so much hashkacha throughout this 14th cycle of Daf Yomi, where the daf just seems to keeps on aligning itself with what's going on in the world. I don't know if it's a coincidence or if this is epic hashkacha pratis that today, the daf that we just learned today, which is the daf of November 22nd, which discusses the Gemara of Begayla Ad Shishim Betkufa, which until the dates were played around with was Shteitin Beis Yosef. This is a date that's brought down in Beis Yosef. The dates are, of course, L'Misparim, but this is a date that the Beis Yosef quotes B'Shem Da'Avodram. It was none other. And today's date, which is November 22nd.